Okay, what about, would you have a name for anybody who has lived in the country all his life, refuses to have anything to do with town folks, doesn't know anything about town folks, and never goes into town, always sends somebody else, that just refuses to have anything to do with town? Would you have any words to anyone?
I call him a sage, a hillbilly or something else.
A sage or a hillbilly, okay. This asks about the word Hoosier. Does that mean anything to you?
Huh?
Does the word Hoosier mean anything to you?
I say, well, different parts of the country, it would
probably
be different things.
Okay, what if it is just like 2 minutes before the clock's going to strike midnight? What would you say it's?
Midnight.
But it's not quite. But how would you say that it was real close to it, but not there yet?
It's getting on close to midnight.
Okay. If you go into town 4 or 5 times a week, you would say that that you go into town 3.
I run into town pretty often. Every day.
If you would say, Miss Vivian is gonna vote for, did you say Bobby Rowan?
Yeah.
But you'd say, and so I would say, I'm not gonna vote for that guy, and you were gonna agree with me, and you'd say, me?
Neither.
Okay. Okay, what do you call this part of your face?
Forehead.
Okay. That one. Where do school teachers usually keep pencils?
On the desk. In the drawer.
What about a storekeeper?
Huh?
What about when this is going to keep
on? Over the years.
Okay. Which ear do I have it over?
You're right.
Okay, what would the other one be?
There.
Okay, if somebody is mumbling and you know that it's because if they are chewing gum, you would say, would you please speak more plainly, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay.
Spit that mess out while I don't understand what you're saying.
Right, that's what most of the teachers I work with would say. Okay, if you've got a really bad cavity, you would have the dentist look at?
Take it, see about filling it.
Okay, and he would say, I'm afraid you're going to have to fill that.
He would, used to, but now he tell you how many you need to fill.
What would he say? He'd say, I'm afraid I'm going to have to fill that.
This one.
Which one? What is it that he's talking about?
That is too much cavity in it.
What is it that's got a cavity?
A tooth.
Okay. Okay, and what do you call the skin that's around the tooth?
Gum.
Okay, what do you call this part of?
Palm of your hand.
Okay, and when you double?
Fist.
Okay. How is a horse measured, the height of
him? Hands.
What's in between your hip and your heel? What do you call that part of your body?
Leg.
Okay, and what's at the bottom of your leg?
Ankle. Knee.
And the bottom, and what you walk on?
The foot.
Okay, and what do you call both of them?
Huh?
What do you call both of them together?
The foot. Yeah.
And you're talking about both of them?
Your feet.